WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to our spiritual breakfast, and it is our interview segment, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, the date today is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 8th of July, 2022. Remember, in Saudi Arabia, today is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which means it is the day of Arafah. On this noble day, Alhamdulillah, we have our Mulana, Hazrat Mulana, and that is who we're going to interview, our Hazrat Mulana Musa Akudi, mashallah, and he's online. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, how's Mulana keeping?
Bifadlillahi ta'ala wa bi'awnihi, alhamdulillah, we are well. And we make dua that you and all the listeners of Matadi Sahaba were well.
Ameen. Mulana, we know that alhamdulillah, Mulana had the opportunity of going for Hajj a few times, many times perhaps. Mulana, on this day of Arafat, what is the, or let's take it from going from Mina to Arafat, what is the experience like?
Oh, you can imagine, you know, when you're leaving Mina, the sun has risen, and you know, all those mountains of Mina have witnessed the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for years thereafter, the caravans of Hajis that have passed through that particular area and that particular land, and then they are all now proceeding and going towards Arafat. And Arafat itself is Hajj, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. It's the climax. It is one of the faraiz of Hajj, that if a person has fulfilled his responsibility of being in Arafat after Zawal on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, then alhamdulillah, it can be called a Haji, and every other act can be compensated for. But the presence of Arafat is most important. And so, alhamdulillah, I feel like, and I'm imploring all our listeners, that although we are not present in the Mubarak land of Hijaz, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Hajj, we must make niyyah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that niyyatul mu'min khayrun min amali, that the niyyat of a believer is even better than his actions. So we must make this niyyat, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take us there, and we must feel our presence in that particular land for this little while of the day of Arafat. And inshallah, Allah also attract the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I can picture myself now, and I can picture the Hajis, and I can picture all our listeners and the Muslims of the world now leaving Mina and going towards Arafat, and they are welcoming with the sight of the yellow color boards which says Arafat starts here, and they plead out and they call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. The tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they proclaim. And they proclaim that ever, you know, they are ready and present, they are available at your service. Labbaik, O our Allah, we're there for you, Ya Allah. So now you can imagine what a great feeling it is when everybody, you know, Mufti Sahib always tells us, Mufti Abdul Qadir, when we go for Hajj, Al-Hajj, Al-Hajj wa Taj. It means the great recitation comes in Hadith of proclaiming the labbaik, and at the same time also the sacrificing of blood, which will take place tomorrow. And now, alhamdulillah, all the Hadiths are calling out the unison, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And we also join them, you know what I mean, within our deep imagination, within the innermost recesses of our hearts. You know, that great feeling. So now you can imagine we reach Arafat in the morning. And I believe that the Hajis have already gone outside. The second group has already reached there. And the sun's rays are shining on the mountains of Arafat. And here we are in the plains of Arafat, a specific day. in a specific time. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, you can be spending the whole day in Arafat. There is no virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us submission. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be at the right place, at the right time. And today is the day of Arafat, with so many hujjaji kirama blessed with. And inshallah, within our hearts, we also want to show our presence there.
MashaAllah, Mulana, jazakumullah khairan for that. What are the actions that a person, a haji, ideally engages in on this day on the plains of Arafat? Is it just dua, or what other actions can you do?
Well, dua, you know, this is the day for dua. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made lengthy dua in the entire afternoon. You know, because you can imagine now that the hajis that combine the Zuhr and Asr Salat together, you know, just after the after Zawal. And then they engage in dua right till the setting of the sun. And Maghrib Salat is going to be read in Muzdalifah. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this, you know, for us, that this particular day is for asking. And although we may be miles away, nothing stops us from also asking on this particular day. And so, you know, we must take advantage of making dua on this particular day. Now, Mulana, we got to emphasize to the listeners, to all the mu'minin in the entire world, that the Surah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, that dua'i, that my dua, the dua'ul anbiya'i fadli, and the du'as of the prophets before me. What was that? It was la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Now this proclamation of the oneness of Allah doesn't seem like a dua. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is my dua. Now we must understand that concept. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, this is my dua? And I want all the listeners to recite it with me, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Wahdahu.
Wahdahu.
He's all alone. La sharika lahu. He has no partner whatsoever. Lahul mulku. For him is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamdu. And for him is all praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he has might and power over everything. Now, let us look at the hikmat and the wisdom of these kalimat and these phrases that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. Our listeners, today there are many people who will ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of dunya, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Many will ask, wa fil akhirati hasana, the best of the hereafter. Wa inna azab al nar, and they will say, oh Allah, save us from the chastisement of the fire. We're going to be asking for our needs of this world, of the hereafter. And we're going to ask the needs. There are so many needs that we have to implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for. But sadly, there are very, very few people who ask from Allah himself. Now when we make this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. It is as if we have embraced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we have Allah, then we have everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dua'i, my dua. The dua of wahdaniyat. No shirk whatsoever. The dua of the praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why on this particular day we will also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Takbir al-Tashriq is already started off there. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So now, what is our desire? Our desire is that once we find Allah, once we get Allah, we have got every possession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us. So we must cling ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, Mulana. Going forward, Mulana, with regards to Arafat as well, and you now you have spent this whole time in Arafat. As a person myself, I haven't been for Hajj, Mulana, make dua that we also get a chance to go, inshallah. So, but we can't imagine that a person will engage for so many hours in dua. How does this happen, Mulana?
Mulana Zaid, what is dua is humility. Mukhul ibadat. In other words, it is the essence, the foundation of all ibadat. And I would always wonder to myself that dua is our need. How can it be the foundation of all ibadat? But when a person shows his humility, his humbleness, his weakness, and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when he calls out. And he calls out by the Asma'i Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is proclaiming the might, the power, and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is proclaiming the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's calling out, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So now, this is the feeling that you embrace in the plains of Arafat. The minute the sun passes the zenith, zawal is passed, and a person has engaged in his ibadah of salah, and he's completed his salah. And now when he stands in the plains of Arafat, the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was there in the plains of Arafat, Jabalur Rahmah, the mountain of mercy. So you can imagine all the mercy that, that the people are enveloped by in the plains of Arafat, the place where the ayah was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. This day I have completed your religion, your religion for you. Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, and I have fulfilled my favor upon you. Wa Radhitu Lakum Al-Islam Deen, and I have chosen for you Islam is your religion. So you can imagine what a wonderful feeling that is when you are at that very, very the same place that was frequented by the Anbiya Ikram and by our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the breeze that blows, the mountains that witness the scene 1400 and some years back, and now you are witnessing that particular scene where you are present, where it was your lifelong ambition to be there, and Allah has brought you there. You can imagine what a feeling of bliss and happiness it is. And you know, when you return from there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Hajjul Mabrur, an accepted Hajj, laysa lahu jazaun illa al-Jannah. There's no other reward for it except Jannah. You know, and man hajj, the person who performs hajj, falam yarfuth wa lam yafsukh, you know, no obscenities he has committed, and he no vulgarities whatsoever, and no sin whatsoever. Raja'a ka yawmin waladathu ummu, he will return like the day his mother had given birth to him. Mawlana, when we go there, we go with a burden of sins. We go with so much wrong that we have done in our lives, so much transgressions, so much sins. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is openly calling the mu'mineen, and he says, ask from me, you know, and I will give you. And now we beg for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other day will you find the shaitan more dejected. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she relates, ما رؤية الشيطان يوما هو فيه أزهر ولا أزهر ولا أحقر ولا أغيظ في يوم عرفة وما ذاك إلا لما يري لما يرى من تنزل الرحمة وتجاوز الله من عن الذنوب العظام إلا ما رؤية يوم بدر. Apart from the day of Badr, the shaitan is never ever seen more humiliated, more rejected, more depressed, more infuriated. All this just because of beholding the abundance of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that descends, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness of the great sins of his servant. So Shaitan takes the stones and the pebbles and the dust and throws it upon himself, absolutely dejected and humiliated, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his izzah and this honor to this believer. So you can imagine, nothing stops us. You know, what the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kulla shay, it expands over everything. So even if we are here in South Africa or any part of the world, this day of Arafah, we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us as well. And oh Allah, take us, like Murana, you made dua also for Hajj Baytullah. And Allah will reward us on our intention, inshallah, from the time we make our intention. So this is the day for dua. Dua and more dua, and the shaitan can feel humiliated as much as he likes. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. Know that he is your enemy. Know, O shaitan, that tomorrow the 10th of Dhulhijjah, we are going in our droves. We are representing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are going to be pelting the shaitan. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. In the name of Allah, Allah is the greatest. Rahman li shaitan. The grace for the shaitan, ridallir rahman, pleasure for rahman. This is what we're going to take with us. Now, and then that's not all. After we go down to Baytullah and we come back, Allah Ta'ala says, shaitan is not going to leave you. Please, even though you have come to cling to me at my house, at Baytullah for tawaf ziyarat, go back again to Mina and go tell the shaitan again. Remember that you will never ever fall into his trap again. Now you will always pick up the pebbles of La ilaha illallah, the pebbles of Allahu Akbar. And whenever he comes in your way, then you will pelt him. All these things go to your heart and your mind. The serenity and the calmness that you feel in the plains of Arafat is uncomparable. When the wind blows with so much beauty, there is so much calmness. Sometimes you see some clouds gathering. There were occasions when we were there for Hajj when it started raining. Abundant mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were drenched in water and we were crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It seemed as if the heavens have also shed their tears. We had those experiences as well with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this is the time to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to supplicate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur rahim. Inform my servant that I am ghafur, I am most forgiving, I am rahim, I am most merciful. So come towards me. This is a great opportunity for all of us.
Hazrat Mawlana, Jazakumullah Khairan as well for that beautiful explanation of putting us virtually on the scene of Arafah. Before we go to the dua, inshallah, just one more question is that we are here in South Africa and various parts of the world. What actions can we do so that we can also participate in those actions with the Hujjaj, perhaps with our hearts?
Okay, we should also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, shaitan, he took a vow and told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will attack your servant from the front and from the back, from the right and from the left. But there were two avenues that he didn't mention. And those two avenues are open for us. One was when we raise our hands and our hearts are in the sky is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we fall in sajda and prostration, the ground in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the top and the bottom we didn't speak about. So we must raise our hands in dua, and we must engage ourselves in salat and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abundant istighfar and for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make tawbah. Allah is just waiting for us. Tafirru in Allah. We need to run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the advice I give to the ummah. Cry in front of Allah. Put our previous life of sin behind us. A life of transgression behind us. And say, Ya Allah, we've come begging at your door. Ya Allah, Allah, we are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. Besides your door, there is no other door. Oh Allah, we will supplicate. And there is so much to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much. So each individual can cry and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And you must read abundantly, subhanallah. Wherever we are, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Madrid, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Send durood and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
Alhamdulillah, Mulana, you can commence with the dua, inshallah.
Mulana, you just put me off at your time break, because dua is such a thing that, you know what I mean, you just don't want to terminate. So maybe I just transgressed a minute or two or three. But if you feel it right, then you just cut me off, inshallah. We'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in unison, like I told all the hadith, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will start off with that, and then you will read durood, and you will continue, inshallah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Each individual must repeat after me. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. This was the dua of the Prophet. Oh Allah, create nur and light in my heart. وَفِي بَصَرِي نُورًا. And oh Allah, create light in my sight, nur and illumination and effulgence in my seeing. اللَّهُمَّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Oh Allah, dilate my bosom for me. Open up my bosom, my chest for me, Ya Allah. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. And facilitate all my matters and affairs for me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ وَسَاوِسِ الصَّدْرِ. وَسَاوِسِ الصَّدْرِ. And I seek refuge with you from the insinuation of the heart, evil whispering that come into the heart. وَشَتَاتِ الْأَمْرِ. And the disintegration of my affairs. وَفِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. And the trials of the grave. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. We are at your service. Oh Allah, we are at your service. إِنَّمَا الْخَيْرُ خَيْرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Verily, all goodness and khair is the khair and the goodness of the hereafter. So, oh Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, to grant us all the barakat of this world, Ya Allah, because this is where we live. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, everything of the best in the year after, because that is our final abode. And Ya Allah, we beg of you out of your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, to save us from the chastisement of the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have no other door to turn to, Ya Allah. We come knocking at your door. You are our Rabb. Ya Allah, glory be unto you, O Allah. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah, Ya Allah, praise be unto you, Ya Allah. Wa la ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship besides you, Ya Allah. Wallahu Akbar, and Allah is the greatest. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. There is no power nor strength except that from you, O Allah. You are the most high. You are the greatest, Ya Allah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. And Ya Allah, peace and salutations on the beloved Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma imanam bika. O Allah, by our faith that we have in you. Wa tasdeeqam bi kalimatik. And Ya Allah, and we also affirm, Ya Allah, your words, and we absolute belief in that, Ya Allah. وَفَاءً بِأَحْدِكَ. Ya Allah, and the fulfillment of the vows that we have made unto you. وَإِتِّبَاءً لِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّكَ. And Ya Allah, following the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa habibika, your beloved, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness and for safety, and Ya Allah, for everlasting safety, Ya Allah. and soundness in this world and in the hereafter. والفوز بالجنة. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah. Success with paradise. والنجاة من النار. Freedom from the fire of hell. Oh Allah, verily, the Hujjaj has come to your house, Ya Allah, and this house is your house. وَالْحَرَمُ حَرَمُكَ, and the sacred place, Ya Allah, is your sacred place. وَالْأَمْنُ أَمْنُكَ, and the peace is your peace. وَالْعَبْدُ عَبْدُكَ, and the servant, Ya Allah, wherever we are your servant. Ya Allah, وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ, I am your servant. وَابْنُ عَبْدِكَ, and I am the servant of your servant. وَهَذَا مَقَامُ الْعَائِذِ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, this is the place, Ya Allah, where a person, Ya Allah, turn to you and you will find refuge from the fire of Jahannam. فَحَرِّمْ لُحُومَنَا وَبَشَرَتَنَا عَلَى النَّارِ. So, oh Allah, make haram, Ya Allah, our flesh, Ya Allah, our skin and every part of our body from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Iman. Oh Allah, make Iman beloved to us. Wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. And Ya Allah, beautify Iman and faith in our hearts. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. And Ya Allah, create in us, Ya Allah, a dislike, Ya Allah, for kufr and disbelief, for sin, Ya Allah, and for disobedience. وَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ, and make us among those who are rightly guided. اللهم اتنا عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك. Oh Allah, protect us from thy punishment, Ya Allah, when you will resurrect your slaves. Allahumma rzuqna al-jannah bighayri hisab. Oh Allah, grant us entry into paradise without any reckoning. Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from doubt. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ash-shak. Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from doubt, from shirk, Ya Allah, from ascribing any and associating any partners with you. والشقاق, Ya Allah, from discord. والنفاق, and from hypocrisy. وسوء الأخلاق, and from evil character. وسوء المنظر والمنقلب في الأهل والمال والولد, and from any evil, Ya Allah, in our families, in our properties, and in our children, and in our affairs. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. Oh Allah, we beg of you your pleasure in Jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. And we seek refuge with you from your anger, Ya Allah, and from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnati al-qabr. Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from the trials of the grave. Wa na'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat. And Ya Allah, we seek refuge with you, Ya Allah, from the trials of living and from evil temptations in this life, Ya Allah, and the trials of death as well, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah, because besides your door, there is no other door. Ya Allah, for those who are performing Hajj, make it Allahumma jallu hajjam mabrura. And Ya Allah, we make the same dua for us, that Ya Allah, you take us to Hajj. And Ya Allah, when we cannot go for Hajj, Ya Allah, because of the limitations, Ya Allah, then we beg of you, Ya Allah, to fulfill us on this reward, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you. Allahumma jallu hajjam mabrura. Oh Allah, make it an accepted pilgrimage and Hajj. Wa sa'yam mashkura. And an endeavor and an effort, Ya Allah, that is rewarded. Wa dhambam maghfura. And sins which are forgiven. Wa amalan salihan maqbula. And a'mal and actions which are good and accepted. Wa tijaratan lan tabur. Oh Allah. And a trade, Ya Allah, that never ever comes to an end, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya alim ma fi sudur. Oh Allah, you know what is concealed in our hearts. أخرجنا يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور. Oh Allah, take us out from darkness towards light. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. Oh Allah, we seek you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us worthy of your mercy, Ya Allah.
Amen.
And Ya Allah, We know for certain, Ya Allah, that your forgiveness is there for us, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Give us immunity from all sins. Ya Allah, make us recipients of all rewards and virtues.
Ameen.
Make us worthy of success, Ya Allah, of gaining paradise. And Ya Allah, grant us escape, Ya Allah, from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma Rabbana, tani'na bima razaqtana. O Allah, make us content for whatever thou hast granted us in provision. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَنَا. And O Allah, grant us barakah in whatever you have given us. وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لَنَا بِخَيْرٍ. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, there is so much to ask for. Ya Allah, grant us that which we have asked for. Grant us that which we have forgotten to ask for. Ya Allah, grant us that for which we did not have the time to ask for. But you know our needs better than we know it ourselves. Ya Allah, once more, before we terminate this dua, Ya Allah, we beg of you to forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed in the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed in the darkness of the night.
Amen.
Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed intentionally. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed unintentionally. Ya Allah, forgive the minor sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the major sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed in open transgression of your command. Ya Allah, make us among your ibadika salihin. Ya of your pious servants, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, we are ashamed, Ya Allah. We come to you, Ya Allah. You are ghafir al-zambi wa qabil al-tawb. You are the one who forgives and you are the one who accepts tawbah. Ya Allah, on this day of Arafat, include us, Ya Allah, in the dua, Ya Allah, of all those people who are in Hajj. Beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, that the forgiveness of the person who is in Hajj, and for him, and for the person for him seeks forgiveness, Ya Allah, they are forgiven. So Ya Allah, in that unity, Ya Allah, include us in the entire ummah, that we be forgiven. And we start off a fresh life,
Ameen.
A fresh start, and we come back, Ya Allah, to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakat and steadfastness, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, save us from humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, save Masjid al-Aqsa modernity to Islam. And Ya Allah, we terminate on this. Your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. That this day your deen has been complete. So no other king, no other ruler can come and create more perfection to it. The perfection that existed in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that is the perfection of this deen. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Ya Allah, you have caused this deen, Ya Allah, your ni'mat in your favor. Ya Allah, so many people embrace Islam on Markaz Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Muftisab, Ya Allah. Our Mulana Arafat, Ya Allah. And all the entire team, Ya Allah, so dedicated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them also barakah, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, by virtue of your grace and your mercy, all the listeners who are listening with intention and with sincerity, Ya Allah, bring them onto the path of Haqq, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Allah. We beg of you your favors in this world and the year after. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to accept our dua, Ya Allah, and accept our tawbah and our istighfar, Ya Allah, and make the hajj, Ya Allah, for all of us in the future, Ya Allah, easy. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Hazrat Mulana, for that emotional dua and for your time, especially for us. We request your duas as the day continues.
Inshallah,
as well.
Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spares our life, Mufti Saab and this humble servant. Inshallah, we can be in Hajj next year, inshallah.
Ameen.
And, you know, have the experience there as well. And we can be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for all of us, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Inshallah, we will have Mulana again soon. But this was really a special moment, and we appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.